don't know how it's going to go. It is unusual. Yeah. So is he from Canada? I mean, he's like born in Canada? Where in Canada?
He's from New Brunswick on the East Coast.
Oh, like Canada. It's like
Canada.
You know, there's some places in Canada. It's not like Canada. It's more like America, but yeah. Just over the border. Canada.
Okay, yeah.
What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
Rich, today we have a special guest.
Yes.
Rachel Lardley with mm-hmm. Rachel Lardley Creates.
Yes.
And we're here at her location.
We're in her space. Okay, yes. So I'm an artist. You know that.
Yes.
I paint.
You don't. Brilliant.
So we didn't have much of a conversation before we pushed record, but yes, so I am a huge fan of art. I paint. Oh, so this to me, I'm like, okay, I'm in my element right here. Yeah, this is so fun. So thank you for having us invade your space. I mean, this is like incredible.
And the tea. Oh yes,
uh-huh.
She gave us some tea.
Absolutely. It's tea time.
It's tea time. Okay, if you can tell, she's from really East Dallas, like East, like keep going over the Atlantic East. Okay, so where are you from originally?
So I grew up in Devon. And
Devon
is the southwest of England.
Okay. Yeah,
So imagine rolling hills, close to beaches, rugged, just beautiful. That's where I grew up. Kind of slower pace of life.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, why did you leave?
Well, yeah, good question. And then I went to Swansea to do psychology. Went to the University of Wales in Swansea. But before that, I had a year out and actually went to Albania and worked in a children's orphanage there before I went to university. And then Swansea wasn't a beautiful city. And I wanted to do my postgrad in teaching. And I just wanted to live somewhere pretty. So it was either Bath or Oxford, and the college in Bath was on the top of a hill, and I decided I didn't really want to walk up the hill every day, so
that's a good reason not to go to school.
That's the reason.
So, my daughter complains about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then decided to go to Oxford, did my teacher training, met my husband there, and who's Canadian. And he was studying at doing his theology training to be an Anglican priest. And we met. We lived in Oxford for 3 years. It was magical.
I mean, that is so cool.
I mean, Oxford is amazing.
That just makes perfect sense. So he's mm-hmm. Northern Canadian. You're from not Dallas.
Yeah, not Dallas. Yes.
And then y'all meet. Uh-huh. At school. Uh-huh. Tell me about the orphanage thing. I think that's really cool, by the way.
Yeah, so often in the UK, people take a year out before they go to university. You work, you travel.
What a concept.
Yeah, and actually most of the people I went to university with, we all did that and just did various things. I'd never left the country properly. I think I'd been to France on a school exchange. And again, motivated by some strange things, I wanted to go and work with children. Children has always been in my heart. And it was either Africa or Albania. Those were the two opportunities that opened up. And I'm really afraid of snakes. And so I thought, I'll go to Albania. And the funny story was, Yeah, see how I make decisions.
It's very rational, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Australia would have been your next option decline.
Yeah.
But
after the first 2 weeks of being in Albania, and I just loved it, I was sat on the loo, which for you guys means on the party.
Yeah.
So I sat on the loo and a snake went past. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would have scared the living shit out of me. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I can deal with snakes, but right then.
I mean, it was a small thing. It was, but it definitely didn't have legs. And so, but So yeah, but had an amazing, the irony. Yeah. I know. I could just feel kind of someone laughing upstairs.
Like, what color was it?
I think blacky gray type thing. To be honest, I didn't really stay around.
Really?
Yeah, didn't really stay around too long.
Quickly,
and yeah. So
I would have tripped.
Yeah.
My pants.
But it's funny because now here I am in Dallas.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, snakes are a real issue,
especially around White Rock, right?
Yeah,
White Rock Lake.
Yeah. I mean, like when I left, so and then from Oxford, we went to London, and we were there for 10 years, and when we left London, our friends were saying, "Oh, how can we pray for you?" And I said, "Well, can you pray for two things: driving on the other side of the road, and." Snakes. those are my two biggest worries at the time. So
amazing.
Yeah.
So how long ago did John move to Dallas?
10 years ago.
So you were there 10 years. 10 years.
10 years here. Yeah, we just celebrated our 10th year here before Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, it's funny that the East Dallas area, Camille, brings people literally from all over the world. Like you and I experience it on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just interacting with people. Just you know, just they're not from here, but there's something about East Dallas that's a draw.
Yeah,
and you got so your husband works here. You work. You have this place here.
Yeah,
and you live here.
Yeah.
So you're like now. Where were the kids born? You have three children.
So two of them were born in London.
Oh, they have citizenship over there.
Yeah, so they're half. That we've got three different passports in our house. So we've got lots of lines we can choose from at the airport. So Ethan and Tom were born in London. Tom would say in the kitchen. My middle one was born in the kitchen. Actually, we went back to London in the summer and we knocked on the door of where we used to live.
Did you tell them?
I was like, excuse me, can we see your kitchen? Because my son was born in the kitchen. So we went through.
Try that in Texas.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing on my property?
I got shot. But and he was totally underwhelmed at the kitchen, which had been remodeled. So anyway, and then our youngest Toby, he was born here. So so experience very different. Medical care and baby stuff.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to
different cultures.
I'd love to get her thoughts on the medical care here, like having a kid there versus here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is that a big difference?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's positives for both.
Is there really?
Yeah. So, I'd say the care that I got when I was pregnant was fantastic here. Really great doctors and like the hospital. I got to stay in my own room for two nights after having Tobes, and someone came and took him. And so I could sleep. I mean, that was amazing. They were like, well, you can go home today. And I was like, I think I'm just going to stay another night.
That's so
I just stayed an extra night because I was like, I'm going to go home to chaos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was amazing. So enjoyed that. However, then after we got home, there's no one who checks in with how you are doing as a mom. And that was such a shock. Whereas in the UK, you know, you're on a ward, you're with four other people with screaming babies and that kind of thing. But and they may have changed it now, but after you have your baby, someone comes to your house twice.
What? Oh wow.
Yeah, a health visitor comes to your house to weigh your baby, but also they're looking to see how are you doing. How, you know,
yeah, forget that.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Yeah, you're on your own. You just had a baby. Here's the bill.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. I think that was a real shock.
You know. Okay, that's just an interesting perspective.
So interesting. Right? And so now tell us, our listeners, what your husband does.
So we moved here to join a church downtown called All Saints Dallas. And then 2 or 3 years ago, we moved over to our church plant in East Dallas, where he is now the rector. And so it's a great local church. We see people from church at the supermarket. You know, it's got a lovely local feel. And that's what brought us here. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. I love that.
I know. So we are here at your location, which is in the Village.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of people may not realize. I mean, I think it's kind of getting the word out that the Village is not just apartments. Like it was for years.
This place is amazing. Yeah. Like seriously, just walking around here, they have the pickle. What's it called?
Sandy pickle. Fantastic.
Yeah. Sandy pickle. And then the coffee shop's
amazing. The restaurant, the Meridian, and the hotel, the Dre Hotel, is fabulous. Nice. Yeah. I've stayed there. I've had family members stay there. It's brilliant.
What a cool spot.
Yeah.
So when did you open this location?
Yeah.
So I, almost 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
So I was walking here because, like lots of people, this was all in construction.
Right.
And would drive Southwestern and all the, and they kind of hid it, all this construction. And then suddenly it was like the screens came down. And so my middle son and I, Thomas, we were like, oh, let's go have a look. And we just drove through and he was Googling all the different places as I was driving. And then we came back and went to some of the restaurants. And there used to be a shop called Linger, and now the shop's called Bodega. I looked at their website and it said artisan shop. And I thought, I wonder if they'd be interested in some, you know, selling my artwork. I said, like, local artisan things. So I was going to another store in East Dallas to take some pieces, and just pulled in and said, hi, I'm an artist, and I've got a few pieces. Would you be interested in selling them? And that kind of thing, which I hate doing.
Yes. Oh, it's like, the worst,
it's,
right?
It's awful. I want to vomit, like, all over. It's just awful.
The hardest thing to do that, though, seriously, when you're an artist, is the exchange of money from your creative.
Yes.
It's weird.
I think that's the hardest thing, talking, like, pricing your pieces and...
Yes.
Validating your work and elevating your work, and you know, I'm always,
unless you're Picasso, $20 million,
yeah, right,
yeah,
not when he was alive though, but yeah,
he still did really well though when he was alive.
I've just finished a really good book comparing Picasso and Matisse.
That's wow,
yeah, really good one. Anyway, I went in and kind of did my spiel. I said, look, I've got 3 kids, so I don't do a ton of work, but we're hoping to build a shed in the bottom of the garden, like everyone was doing a few years ago. And anyway, this other lady, she kind of came over and said, hello, and this is very serendipitous that you're here and I'm here. I oversee all the showrooms and all the retail. Do you know that we have artist studios here? I said, no. And well, come and have a look. And she walked me over and peered in, and it's like 800 square feet, blank space, all this light with the 2 garage doors that you can open up. So like at the weekend, I'll open up the garage doors.
When it's warmer.
Yeah. Which, you know, it does. And then I was actually, they've got 12 of these studios.
Okay.
I was the first one in.
Wow.
So wasn't looking for it, but just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
I never stumble upon stuff like that.
What? If they have got one free, I can, you know, I can send you to the people.
Oh my gosh, it'd be amazing. We could do our show from here.
New
studio.
That's a thought.
It is a thought, right?
Yeah.
That is a thought.
We just need a hookup. Do you know anyone?
I do. I really do. Yeah.
How fun. Yeah. I mean, so you've always been in art.
No.
What?
I know. No, I'm only really just calling myself an artist. And I'm waiting for someone to tell me, what are you doing?
No, that don't let
It's just a mindset thing, isn't it? But anyway, so my background is psychology, then education, and then I taught what would be a fourth grade for a number of years, and then went to London. When we moved to London, I couldn't get a job teaching older children, and I popped into this little private school and said, oh, have you got any work? And she said, well, there's an opening at the nursery. Would you be interested? It's part-time. At that time, I was like, oh, I've got to do something. So I was like, sure, give it a go. And my first day teaching preschool, it was like 15 minutes in, and I was like, I'd done all my activities. And I was like, well, what do I do with these kids, you know? And so I went on a steep learning curve into the power of play.
That's amazing.
And I had a fantastic head at that time who was really inspiring and really pushed. It's the process, not the product. And the early years education in the UK is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it just really values the individuality of each child. And so then I then ended up running the preschool for a couple of years. And I've taught here as well in Dallas after we moved at Northridge in Lakewood, Northridge Preschool. So I was the music and yoga teacher there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, the value of play. You know, you realize that the education system here is kind of removing large chunks of that.
Yeah.
And it makes me so mad because I'm like, you're literally stripping the kids away from the things that, like, we need it now more than ever. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so sad and it's so short-sighted. And so now, although I've moved, I've left the preschool, I left over the summer. So I'm now full-time here, which is a huge step. And I do miss the children and miss the teachers. Now kind of my heart here at the studio is to release play to adults particularly. Okay. Okay. And so my style of teaching, whether it's watercolor, whether it's embroidery, is very play-based. And because we know that when we play, we really learn well. And so rather than starting to, okay, today we're going to paint this, no, let's learn, what does the watercolor like to do? How does it like to move? Mm. Okay, so we're noticing this, we're noticing that, right? What could we use that for? And using that technique.
Okay. You know what's funny? So watercolors, you've seen a lot of my paintings, right? So there's some of them where there's like, I do it to where there's like a translucent, it looks like it has depth to it. And if you stare at it, it looks like it's sort of like sticking out. So I actually use liquid acrylics.
Yeah, yeah.
And acrylics, but I mix in watercolor. Yeah. One, it keeps the colors vibrant. It doesn't mix really, but it also creates some sort of translucent layer. And I love working with watercolors because it just gives it that.
Yeah. Well, and it's so... It's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
Just, and what I love, so I did some acrylic. When I was in Oxford and I was training to be a teacher, I lived with a girl who was training to be an art teacher. And so she, my friend Claire, she would kind of like be teaching, getting her class stuff ready, and she would teach me and we'd do it together. I'd always been creative and loved all artsy stuff. And, but we did more acrylic, and then it wasn't until COVID happened and we're at home, and I did an online watercolor class and I just fell in love with it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Man,
yeah.
COVID really brought out a lot of things to people.
Definitely did.
Those yours up there?
Yeah, so everything you see here is mine.
What?
Yeah.
Those are
so cool.
Yeah, we're looking at, there's some watercolor, like flower with a vase up there. Framed in a gold frame. Are those for sale?
Yeah, they are.
Wow, those are really pretty, and they're absolutely amazing. Like it's kind of soothing to look at them.
Yeah. So that, and you can see. So I've added stitching onto some of the flowers and kind of brought them out. So
yeah, see that 2D. Now.
So I like to. So I kind of did a lot more sewing, and then. Now love to do so. I would use fabric as paint and do these kind of pieces, with fabric and stitching, a technique called freestyle embroidery. And then I did the watercolor class, and now I really love to stitch on paper. So okay. I love to... Nice.
Gosh, yeah. You need to take a class.
I know. So let's take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Man, you're on it. She doesn't even have the timer in front of her.
And then we'll talk about what all you offer here at your studio.
Yes, so we're going to get into the
good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. The good stuff, I guess, is when you met your husband, huh?
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
I think so.
We'll be right back with
Rachel Lardley. And Rachel Lardley Creates.
I had her pronounce it because I have trouble pronouncing words.
Say it. Lardley. Thank
you. Lardley.
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 It's the Texas way.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us, on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
And we're back with Rachel Lardley.
Creates, right?
Yeah, Rachel Lardley Creates. Yeah.
So the website is RachelLardleyCreates.com.
I wanted to pronounce it right.
Yeah, you did. Now you got it. You got it now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had trouble with a little word on our last.
Yeah, but what was
our last pocket? Svelte.
Yeah. I had a hard time saying philanthropy. Yeah. I own a media company in communications, and I cannot communicate. It's horrible.
He gets a little twisted up on his tongue.
A little twisted. Okay, so thank you for doing this and having us, by the way. This is, it's so cool. And, you know, there is some things that we were just talking about before we got to the, before you push record here.
Sure.
About the psychology of... Yeah. Doing this. Yeah. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Sure.
Do you mind? Just an overview, because I want people to know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really love kind of brain science. And there's a book that I've been really enjoyed reading, and it's called Wired to Create. And it basically is saying that we are all born with the ability to be creative. And I think often people put themselves in I'm not artistic, therefore I'm not creative. Mm. But creativity is basically joining two dots together. And so here at the studio, I love to just help people add in creativity to their life. And watercolor is great because you can dive into it for a very small amount of time and then leave it. It's not too messy. Stitching, I stitch on planes. I haven't stitched on a boat yet, but I have stitched on trains and
so cars, when you're talking about like stitching,
yeah, embroidery.
Embroidery.
With a hoop and then stitching. So, you know, and all of that, particularly those two different techniques, bring that relaxation. And we have the two different nervous systems going on, the parasympathetic nervous system and then the sympathetic nervous system. And one's your fight and flight, and one is your rest and recharge. And creativity, I don't know whether you've noticed, but often my best ideas are in the shower.
Mine are too.
Yeah, like I come out the shower and I'm like, oh, I've just written a book.
Yes. You know,
like, yeah.
Or, literally.
Yeah. Or I'm walking the dog or something. And and what if you're wanting more creativity in your life, if you're needing problems solved to add into your life, mindful moments, those calming moments where you're not in that fight and flight, and then in that beautiful place, your brain is ready to make connection.
So interesting. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things on that though. So I paint fast, I just showed you some of my stuff. So the lines are kind of fast or whatever, but, and I don't have the patience to like sit and do something like that. You know, so that worries me that I'm in a fight or flight mode while I'm painting.
Yeah, but where would you say that there's other moments in your day when you're not in that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, sometimes I have the ideas like them.
Yeah.
Just like with writing or anything, Camille, mm-hmm. or even doing shows, our most authentic ideas are kind of like spur of the moment. Like there's just moments of clarity.
Mm, yes.
You know, like when you're kind of like in a space that you're not
there.
And then you can sort of see it. And then of course, the rest
And, often it's solitude as well. So you that solitude time. And so maybe for you, like even no matter how you're painting, it is a moment of solitude.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, you'll be bringing down your cortisol levels.
Yeah.
That's going to be coming down. And, you know, what's great about creativity is it gives us a great dopamine hit when we, you know, finish things. Or just in terms of brain science, being creative has a heart, mind, soul connection.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
I know. So share with the listeners what all you offer here, because you offer quite a few things here.
Yeah. A little too much sometimes. No. on the wall there, you'll see I've got these words here, and it says, come, escape, breathe, pause and create. So everything I do here at the studio is my teacher hat, that is my learning intention.
Okay.
I want people to come and escape, breathe, pause and create. And so I do private lessons where people come, and I've had psychiatrists refer people to come and do a one-to-one class. You know, and I really love that, and helping people, kind of coaching them through their own creativity. I do regular watercolor classes that people can sign up for. I teach. I have an embroidery bar which just opened up, where I have a table with all the supplies that you need to create and to stitch. And you can reserve online, or you can just rock up and come and stitch. And I'm here, or my studio assistant Nina's here. And if it's cold, we'll make tea. And we just stay and stitch. And then if you haven't finished it, you take it home.
Wow.
And then I do parties, like birthday parties, and I do mum's nights out. I've done work retreats as well. So if people are wanting to do something with their work, I've done Bible study groups as well, where people come and pray through watercolor, and kind of find a different way of praying, spirituality.
Wow.
That's been amazing.
So there's pencils and pens and brushes and colored pencils. So what do you do with all of these things?
Well, actually, I was talking to, I've got a girl, Nina, who comes and helps me a couple hours a week, and we're going through all the resources at the moment. And we're saying, we're thinking about doing like a journal class where you come, you will either have journals or journal pages here, and you come and we show you different ways of journaling. I've just got so many resources I've collected over the years. I mean, my heart is that this is like a hub of creativity. Sure. So if you know of any people who want to teach classes and are looking for a space, I also rent the space out for people who want to teach classes.
Nice. Okay.
So if anyone wants to do that, I'm working with some psychiatrists. I spoke to you today, who's an East Dallas psychiatrist, and we're thinking of doing some mum's burnout workshops, kind of retreats.
Oh, nice.
Where we combine the psychology, but then with some creativity, and so we're working on some things together.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a unique.
Yeah, I love it.
Man, you ain't getting this anywhere else, Camille.
I know.
Yeah, I'm still trying to work out what I am, who I am. I think I'm just going to let things unfold and see.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you find that people gravitate towards one thing or the other when they meet you? Like, whatever that is, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised at what people are moved by. Uh-huh. Different pieces that so I have art for sale as well. Mm-hmm. So I also do commissions and do pieces for sale. And I'm always interested to see what people are drawn to, and what they see and read in something that maybe wasn't even my intention, but something's moved them. And I love that when people are moved by something.
That very cool.
Yeah. Because I think on my website, I've got the phrase something about wanting, as people walk past the art on their walls, just that there's a whisper of encouragement to them. You know.
Yeah, art speaks to you.
Yeah.
To me. I mean, it speaks to me.
Yeah. Just creativity in general. Yeah. Right?
And fun as well. And so so here I've got like lots of denim so people can come and bring their jeans. So they come bring their jeans and jean jackets, and then we can stitch and add different kind of stitching to their jeans.
Yeah, so we're sitting at a big table right now. How many seats does this seat?
I have it 12 around the table.
Okay, so it sits about 12. It's a big wooden table here where I guess people can do work and paint and do whatever they want, right?
And a friend of ours actually made the table.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This gorgeous man called Pat in his 80s. He's an amazing carpenter. And we had the table in our house, and I've always wanted to have a table where people gather. We sip tea and we laugh and we cry together.
That's like we are right now.
Yeah, no tears yet. But
no, we're not crying.
Yeah. And so we had it in our house, and then actually I felt, you know what, I think it needs to come to the studio. I think it's always meant to be at the studio.
Yeah, this is perfect
so,
for the space.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
And then, random stuff kind of. I've got these branches above the table, and I love antiques and kind of repurposing. So I've got random colanders and vintage tennis rackets that are stitched on and.
Wow.
Just to inspire people to see the world differently.
Yeah.
I love it. I hope their intentionality behind it is incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. I mean, I like talking with people that have a purpose behind what they do because there's a story there. There's something more to it, right?
Yeah.
And you find real depth in that. And it's your way of giving back to the world. And you know what? If it helps people, man, go paint. Go
right. Yeah.
Get in here.
Yeah. I mean, some people may unlock their creativity they didn't know they had.
And her voice is so soothing, it makes me talk some sort of a
accent.
Yeah, in the tea on this dreary day.
Oh, I love that tea. What is that tea, by the way?
Well, it's actually a mint. It's a Trader Joe's mint tea.
Yeah, Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a sponsor be a sponsor on our show, Trader Joe's.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they do any advertising, though, do they?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen a few things.
Really?
Not much, but yeah.
Okay. Call us, Trader Joe's.
Yeah, call us.
We love you. All right. Well, Camille, that's all I got. An amazing space.
I love the space.
I feel relaxed because I've had a day.
I know. I have too.
Yeah.
It's been one of the last few days.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like today I was like in one of those moods where I was just shifting gears from one thing to another. But I always look forward to doing recording shows because, you know, you and I were both curious people.
Yeah.
Like talking to people and we get to learn.
You know,
which is like, it makes this whole thing worth it.
Yeah. And you really tune out everything else, right? We're just focusing on our guests.
Yeah, you.
And who we're speaking to. So
in the space.
Yeah. So.
I feel better.
Good.
Maybe it was that brownie.
And the warm tea.
All right, Camille. Well, that's all I got. Rachel, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. Let everyone know again, Rachel Larley, LARLEE, creative.com.
Yep.
And you can find me on Instagram. Message.
We'll have her in the description, or her website in the description for the shows, and we'll put you on the website.
Thank you so much.
And all that stuff. So, and good luck. All the best to your husband and the church.
Yeah,
what's the name of the church?
So it's called St. Bart's. He also has a barbecue business, which is his
own.
Yeah, that's another podcast for you.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah.
Luckily for him, we are both foodies.
Yes. He's called the pit boss. The pit priest boss or something.
What?
Like yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Pit boss priest. I don't know. I don't even know. Call him Dave.
We're going to find it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to try his stuff because I tell you, getting a Canadian's perspective
On barbecue.
On barbecue.
Yeah.
It's really delicious. And he puts maple syrup on the barbecue.
When can we get him scheduled?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, we're in. Yeah. We'll do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, till we see Dave. All right. Thank you again. Have a great rest of the week. And we will talk to you guys here real soon. Camille, what in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
See you guys.